Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Felton.
Oh, say, that reminds me, I want to remind you, our holiday party next week, right here, so take a bus again next week, halfway across the state, in terrible weather, but be here, because right here in Monona Terrace, holiday party, and this year you don't have to bring a dish to pass. You don't, because we're going to cater it, because
you can't.
We have to. They passed a law saying you couldn't bring dishes to pass because someone gets poisoned. Someone got poisoned somewhere. Not here, but somewhere. So it's all be catered here with actual food from Monona Terrace here. So that's next Saturday, 21st, and we'll even have the eggnog. Very expensive, but I paid for it. Okay?
Thank
so you.
You
better come. You better drink it. You better be here next Saturday. Big
Plus, there'll be an
party.
Accordion.
Huh?
There'll be an accordion. There'll be polka. There'll be all sorts of
yes.
stuff happening.
Yes. Steve Meisner again and the boys. Be here. There'll be polka. There'll be polka back in there. There'll be a polka. You can polka down that way. And then we'll be having drinks and stuff. And there'll be a radio show, but don't pay any attention to it. Very good thing to do in this case. Okay, here now, and then we got people here. And I have your cards and stuff here, but I can't read them again. I see you're Tiffany Coggins.
Yes, I am.
Are you a volunteer then?
No, actually, I work for WPR.
You do?
Yeah.
It says here that, how come you're wearing a name tag, though?
Because I'm here with the bus.
Oh, you're here with the bus?
Yeah.
Did you come on the bus, or did you meet the bus?
I came on the bus.
She's our leader.
Oh, you're the leader of it.
I'm one of the leaders, yes.
where are you headquartered, in Rice Lake?
Eau Claire.
Oh, in Eau Claire. Okay, all right. So Rice Lake is just like an outreach?
Yes, from outreach program we had.
Do we have a large listenership in Rice Lake?
Well, of course we do.
And they're both here?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. It was
great. See you here. How are you? Pretty good there? You get a little cough there?
Great. Yeah, right. No, that wasn't intentional.
Oh, okay. All right. You taking something for it?
Not right now, no.
You know the hat on the bedpost cure?
No.
Okay. You get a bottle of Jack Daniels. You lay in your first. You take a hat and you put it on your bedpost and you sit in bed there. Sit up because you don't want to drink lying down. And you drink until you see two hats on the bedpost.
Which brings me to the yes. question I wanted to put on your card.
Go right ahead.
Do you know Tommy Two Coats? Well, he's right here. It's Tiffany's husband.
Oh. And it takes two coats, does it, really?
It's based on the weather. So if it's certain degrees, it's going to be two coats.
Yeah.
So like yesterday was two coats weather. So yeah. He was calling me Tommy Two Coats for that.
Okay. Well, do you prime or don't you? Do you count that as one of the coats?
Well, no. I might wear a sweater. That would be the prime. And then you wear a coat, and it's like, you know, it gets to be like it was last night.
Oh, two coats. You mean clothing coats. I thought we were talking painting here.
Gets a little colder. It's three coats.
Oh, all right, okay.
And it's four. And then you don't go outside.
Today you're wearing two coats?
No, I'm wearing one coat today. Today's a one coat day.
Okay, well, thanks for bringing that up. And things are going anyhow down the drain here. But that was, then, what?
What was the cure for the cough again?
Yeah, you take a, never mind. You take a hat, you put it on a bedpost, take a bottle of Jack Daniels, and drink it till you see two hats on the bed. Have you heard of that cure before, sir?
I have not heard that before.
Are you thinking of trying it now, having heard that on public radio?
Well, I don't think so. It sounds good for somebody else, but not for me.
No. Okay. And who are you, if I might add?
I am Renee from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, you are? What brings you to our parts?
We're visiting relatives.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We're visiting my wife's mother in Madison.
Oh, okay. How's that going so far?
It's going very well, and especially to come and hear your show live, which we normally enjoy on the radio in Portland.
I didn't know we were still on in Portland. I thought they...
You're still on.
Really? Hanging by a thread, though. That's what? Is that true?
I think it's been a little while since you've been on in Portland.
Okay.
I don't know why they would have taken...
Don't tell him, because he'll be very heartbroken. Right. He's still listening to something there, and he thinks it's us. And I think the shock of it could be harmful.
Well, it's on... Used to be on Saturday, and we're always busy on Saturday selling produce at the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. But you're still busy with that, aren't you?
We're down to every other week throughout the winter now.
So you're not missing anything for my show not being there.
Oh.
But and yet you are. So what produce do you have?
We sell more than 300 varieties of organic vegetables and herbs.
No kidding. What? That's all the applause I get? And quickly, can you name all 300 varieties?
No, I can't, but I do want to say that I love the visit to the Dane County Farmer's Market next door here.
Yes, the Farmer's Market is going on here, so if you're over there, come over here as well and bring your Christmas letter with you. That's okay. And so that's a lot of varieties.
It certainly is. We can't help ourselves. We always want to try something new.
Is there a brand new exotic variety you just added recently?
We've been breeding some of our own peppers. We have one we call Hot Violet, and one of the chefs we sell to said it was a three-beer pepper all by itself.
Three-beer pepper, wow, and organic. Okay. Well, and your name is?
My name's Ann.
Ann and Renee, right? Yes. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. What do we have for them? They made this long trip all the way from Portland just to be here.
Well, if they're driving back, they could listen to the CD Movin' On by California Country's popular singer-songwriter Eileen Carey. Nobody's excited about that.
No, that's not too hot. Can we give a bottle of wine or something?
Okay, how about delightful wines from the award-winning Wollersheim Winery?
Yeah, that's even better. We don't want to listen to it. Let's see, therapeutic harpist. Terry... Touch? No, it's not. It's not Tashini, it's Touch. Tachini. No. You don't get to say it just because it's your name. Can I get you to come down here? Let's find out what you do as a therapeutic Tachini. Tash, what?
Tashini.
Oh, no, that's a different person entirely. I know a Tashini, and they're actually a Tashini.
They're a Tashini?
I know Tashini.
First name Tashini.
Very common.
Not real common.
You're Terry Tashini.
Terry.
Tashini?
Tashini.
Tashini name, what kind of name is it? Where does that go back to?
It's actually a French derivative, and my family came from Luxembourg.
From Luxembourg. Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. But you are a therapeutic harpist.
Yes, I am.
Did you know that?
Well,
you can't pronounce your name. Would you know what you do for a living? You play the harp.
Well,
it's therapeutic.
I don't do it for a living. I volunteer.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. And so where do you go to volunteer?
I volunteer at a hospital in St. Paul and at a local zoo.
Are the people in the hospital at all alarmed when a harp is suddenly heard in their in their room after they've been... I think it's a sweet idea on one hand.
Most people are very touched by it and find comfort and...
We haven't lost anyone that way. We just said, oh, my God, my time. Because the harpist is there.
Yeah, no, we haven't lost anyone. Well, I'm sure someone has passed, but not recently.
Not as a result of.
No.
Okay. What is your question?
Where is the best bathroom in Madison?
Why? First of all, why?
My husband wanted me to ask that question.
Where is he?
Right there.
Tashini.
No, he's a Dickinson.
Oh, he's a Dickinson.
Yes.
No. Dickensian. People don't know anything about their names. Best bathroom? You want the best bathroom?
Sure.
I'll tell you where you go. Huh? Oh, stand up here. Stand up.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, two left. No, not in here. State Capitol. Yep.
State Capitol's got a fine bathroom.
Yep. Marble wall, floor-to-ceiling marble urinals.
That's wonderful. You just sort of pee anywhere that way.
Things are going from bad to worse, aren't they? You can't say anything to this Tashini guy. He's Dickensian, I know that, but... that's the place to go, though. It's all marble.
I'll make a point of it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm glad we had this discussion. Very nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for what you do, by the way. That's a beautiful idea. Did you hear about the golfer who played on Christmas and got a birdie? Okay, I guess we can find out. This is bound to be good. Excuse me. Kevin Kane, Chippewa Falls. How are things in the falls there?
Just very good, thank you.
Have you actually seen the falls in Chippewa Falls?
No, it's been flooded over. There is no falls anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No? I haven't seen
when
it.
When was there? Do you ever remember there being a falls?
Well before my time.
Yeah. I don't think there ever was. I think it was just they had to call it something.
No, there was a falls at one time. Before they put in Lake Wissota.
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're taking that on faith, and I appreciate it, you know.
Sure. Yeah. No, the falls was there. I know that.
How do you know that, though? You said it was before your time.
Well, actually, I've seen pictures of it.
Well, I've seen pictures of spacemen and green men and alien things.
Well, you got me.
Because I have been to Cedar Rapids, for example, and there's no rapids.
There isn't?
No. Cedar Falls, there's no falls. So Chippewa Falls, you go there, you say, well, okay, I'd like to see the falls. That'd be part of the trip, you know.
Sure.
There's no falls.
Oh, I believe there is, but... Oh,
all right. Let's agree to disagree.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right. No, I'm sorry. You're going to tell... Is this a joke, I hope?
Well, the question was about... Well, it was a statement... and the answer was it was a partridge on a par three.
Get that one down? We're going to put that in there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kevin Kane, ladies and gentlemen. We have a cheesemaker here, a retired cheesemaker. I thought it was like the mafia. Can you really retire from making cheese? If you're still making cheese, I bet, aren't you?
Oh, sometimes in the kitchen.
Yeah. Can you make a decent cheese just in the kitchen?
Yes, you can. Here's my...
a mozzarella, you could make that.
My cheesemaker's license.
All right, let's see it. Expires 1983. December 31st, 1983. Did you notice that?
Yeah. So this one does say that. You're right, Jim. Must have another one.
You got a $50 bill you can hand me with the expired license?
You must have another one in here someplace. Yeah.
83, your license expired. How often do you get those renewed?
Well, I have it renewed, yeah. I must not have it in here, though.
Okay, then where's the money? You got it. It's either $50 or a current license.
I've got $50. I'm not going to give it to you.
All right, give it to him, and he can give it to me. Work it that way, then there's no bribery involved.
I'm not involved.
Yeah. Just drop it on the floor, and I'll pick it up.
You got me going.
Okay. Wait a second. Did you make it professionally?
Yes. My dad immigrated from Switzerland and started the Tuscobia Cheese Factory 5 miles north of Rice Lake on Highway 53.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And...
the wheels and the
big
vats in the basement?
Swiss cheese wheels. My relatives are the Raleighs down in New Glarus and Monroe and Grass.
Glarus.
No, yeah, yes. And they still make cheese down there, the Raleighs.
Yeah. Well, when I actually graduated college and moved out in the country, and there was a Swiss cheese factory right nearby.
Oftentimes in every section of land, there was a cheese factory.
Yeah. We still had some of the round wooden things.
Yes.
Basement there.
Oh my goodness.
That place we were in actually was a former Swiss cheese factory.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, very cool, yeah.
Okay. Well, we could talk forever and because you're a fascinating guy. Did I give you your license back in case they pull you over on the way home on a cheese violation? We're gonna play the quiz then, are we?
Yep, we are.
Of course we are.
It's time.
So all right, obviously you've been thinking about this. She's been thinking about this because she put her hand right up. Didn't have to say anything. Come on over here. I'm assuming you may qualify. You know, but the rules are changing all the time. A lot of it is just, you know, statutes, state statutes. You know, like you can't bring a dish to pass anymore, all those laws. So things are changing all the time. What do you think about it? You can't bring a dish to pass anymore.
What's wrong with the world?
That's exactly.
Nothing.
Oh,
better.
I'm sorry.
Nothing better than a good potluck.
Than a good potluck. And why are you patting me when you say that? Your name is?
Ellen Olson.
Ellen, are you from around here?
Lodi.
Lodi, that's around here. Okay, and then Ellen, one good reason you should play this quiz. Bad reason, any kind of reason.
It just sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun. Okay, come on, Ellen. Come on, Ellen. Ellen, have a seat there if you would. I think that water is still good. It looks pretty high.
Okay. If not, I got another water here too if you need it. But...
I should put a little something in that water is what I'm thinking. I think there's something in my water is what I'm thinking. So, Ellen, so what are you doing out there in Lodi these days?
Live in Lodi, work yep. in Madison. I'm a nurse at the UW Hospital.
Oh, you are? Okay. Mm-hmm. What sort of nurse are you?
Orthopedics in the clinic setting.
Yeah, well, how cool, how cool. Mm-hmm. And what do you like to do for fun? What's your fun thing to do, Ellen? Yeah.
Get together with my family.
Yeah. No, something fun, though. Not darts. And play darts in the tavern.
Get out in the woods. Hike.
You hike in the woods?
In the woods.
Okay.
We're lucky to live right near the Ice Age Trail.
Oh, you do? Oh. Yeah? Yeah. Glaciers ever come down then? Or? I always think they're going to come back, so I never go on the trail. I think. Ice Age Trail. Go far enough, you're going to run into a glacier. And it could be another one of those periods where they're actually coming instead of receding. That's just me. Yeah. I'm just thinking out loud here. Yeah. Do you write a Christmas letter?
Oh, gosh. That's a yearly ongoing discussion at our home.
Yeah. I mean, who writes it?
And I usually win out in that it doesn't happen.
It doesn't. Okay, that's a good one. Someone out there plays along with you. You know how this quiz works? General knowledge sort of quiz.
Yes.
And you work with a partner who calls in. And how does that work there, Bitsy?
They dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
I do?
Yep, from that little gray box there.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to know who's the most overpaid actor of 2003, currently the most overpaid actor in Hollywood, based on the fact that what they're paid does not nearly make that much in the movie, for the movie itself, okay? So we're talking about the number one most overpaid actor of 2013, current. Now let's go to the phones right now. Bob's in Pensacola. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
I'd like to be down by you, I'm thinking, in Pensacola. It sounds good.
That's not too bad. It's a little rainy today.
It's rainy today?
Yeah, raining just a little bit.
Yeah. If it wasn't raining, what would you be doing down there?
Working.
That's always fun to do anywhere you are, I guess. Bob, the most overpaid actor currently in movies. You know who that is?
It's a guy, right?
It's a guy. I'll tell you, he's in comedies. How does that go? Well, that narrows it down. They're supposed to be comedies.
I would say Jim Carrey.
Oh, no. His movies make money, I think, still.
Sorry,
Bob.
Michael Feldman, maybe.
Yeah, no, that would be a problem. Sorry. Chris is on the line from Ashland, Kentucky. Chris, most overpaid actor?
Nicolas Cage.
He's right up there. He's on the list, but he's not at the top. Okay. Sorry, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks.
In Delafield, Wisconsin, Don, most overpaid actor is in comedies.
You said comedy. I was going to say George Clooney, but he's not in comedy. Maybe he is.
You want to go with that?
I'll go with that.
Okay, you're wrong. Paul's on the line from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Most overpaid actor?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, number one. All right.
Also not terribly funny.
You could argue that's been argued,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
So, Paul, what do you do there in Hilton Head?
I'm retired.
You are? Well, it's a nice place to be if you're retired, huh? You play golf, I presume?
No, I quit. I hated it.
So you quit it, and you moved to Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Right.
So what do you do there, then?
Read.
You read? You could read anywhere, though. Hilton Head's kind of expensive, isn't it, just to be reading?
No, Hilton Head's not expensive at all. It's very reasonable.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, how's the light for reading? Pretty good. I suppose you have good light and everything. What are you reading currently, Paul?
I'm reading a book by Jeffrey Deaver called The October List.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's in reverse.
It's in reverse?
Yeah, the book starts with the end, and goes back to the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Is that a thriller kind of thing or intrigue? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Paul, this is Ellen. She's your partner.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Okay, two of you having bonded, work together on these questions. We have various categories, and here they are.
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Pick the first one. What would you like, Paul?
Current events.
Current events. The answer is Pappy Van Winkle whiskey. What's the question?
It's the most expensive Kentucky whiskey you can buy.
Okay. It also, a bunch of it was stolen and offered a reward, but that's okay. We're going to consider that correct.
Yay!
Very good. Pappy Van Winkle.
Yay, Paul.
Reward, if in case you see any of that around there. So that would be...
One right and zero wrong.
Okay.
The categories left are people, places...
What are the categories left?
The categories left, Michael, since you asked, are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
All right, then, Ellen.
Science.
Science it is. Crocodiles fool their prey in one of the following manners. They fool their prey by A, putting sticks on their nose, B, looking like a log, or C, crying for no reason. Crocodiles fool their prey.
Looking like a log.
I think it's B, Ellen. What do you think?
Yes, go ahead.
Looking like a log.
You agree, Paul?
Yeah. Huh?
Yes, looking like a log. It works every time. Very confusing to the prey. You think it's just a log.
That's two right and zero wrong.
All right, what's left?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Back to you, Paul.
People.
People, these are kind of survey results or what have you. Okay, people 50 and older who feel about their age, quote unquote. Is it a third, a quarter, or 99%?
I'm going to say a third.
He says a third.
I'll agree.
She agrees. You're right. You're with.
Ellen, satisfying nostalgia for our seasonally departed six-legged friends with a fashionable Yipes bug pin made from high-tech polymer clay using the time-honored Millefiori technique from the Joyce Fritz Studio. And then keep your keys secure on an attractive Kissel keychain from Hartford, Wisconsin's Automotive Museum. And decorate the holiday tree with an ornament depicting the 1848 Lyceum in Oxford, Mississippi from the University of Mississippi Museum. Wear a pin from Madison's 2005 World Dairy Expo for no particular reason. And dance your way through a Buckaroo Holiday, a Chorale Nocturne, a Hoedown, and a Saturday Night Waltz on the CD What Do You Know About Copeland, with American-flavored liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Paul, you've won a plethora of classic Feldmania in a collection of Michael Feldman Posse stickers, a half dozen postcards featuring a youthful Michael Feldman, a dozen What Do You Know temporary tattoos, and the exclusively minted Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter designed by Nora Feldman. Then Wage War on Christmas, playing the CD Blame It on Christmas, Volume 2, more weird Yuletide classics from around the world on School Kids Records. Win a different battle wearing a fight plumber's butt extra long tail t-shirt with the What Do You Know logo from the Duluth Trading Company, and combat friendly foes playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including contestants, questions, and the peace-loving Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
We'll get you one of those too. You want the game too, don't you?
Okay.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Great job. Thanks, Paul. Hang on there. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
Okay, thanks.
Get ready for the eggnog. The annual What Do You Know office party is right here at Monona Terrace next weekend. That's December 21st.
Yes.
There'll be plenty of food, there'll be fun, and there will be polka. Tickets are available online at notmuch.com.
Yeah, don't forget the eggnog. Hey, thanks for coming, y'all. All y'all. Thanks for being here. And thanks for listening.
Planning your next Madison outing? Bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast. Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing information and get your tickets today.
Good job, Bitsy. Okay, let's try that again. All right.
That was the dress rehearsal.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Grout and Brad Colbert.
I thought we were all done.
PRI, Public Radio International.